Lakeland. The federal government's Bill C-21 is pure politics, and is dividing the country, according to the provincial minister of justice, Tyler Chandro, while speaking with media in December. Earlier this year, the federal government proposed changes to firearms legislation with Bill C-21. At the time, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, "We're proposing some of the strongest measures in Canadian history to keep guns out of our communities and build a safer future for everyone. One Canadian killed by gun violence is one too many," said the Prime Minister. "I've seen all too well the tragic cost that gun violence has in our communities across the country." During Alberta Minister of Justice Tyler Chandro's roundtable with media, Chandro spoke out against the legislation. Chandro said that if the federal government truly wants to take gun crime seriously, they would not be proposing to reduce mandatory minimums, sentences, for weapons trafficking, for example. Another example Chandro provided is if the federal government really wanted to take gun crime seriously, they would make it so that pretrial custody is more appropriate for repeat offenders. "People are getting bail. They're going back out and sometimes even re-offending the same day," said Chandro. "If they wanted to truly address gun crimes in our communities, they would be working with our communities to keep them safer." He added, "I think the factor behind what they're doing with C-21 is dividing the country. East versus West, rural versus urban, that's what they're doing." Chandro said, "It's for pure politics and for them to lead into the next election. I think the more the divide, the more they get a political benefit from it." According to Chandro, Bill C-21 is not a partisan issue. The federal government has made a gigantic mistake, mentioning others who also oppose the bill like rural NDP, Liberal, and Conservative MPs or MLAs. Confusing definition. In November, the federal government proposed an amendment to the bill, which includes the creation of an evergreen definition of prohibited assault-style firearm, leading to concerns and confusion across the political spectrum. Many criticisms include the proposed definition banning hunting rifles and shotguns. Among those opposed include First Nations leader, who voted to publicly oppose Bill C-21 during the 2022 Assembly of First Nations, AFN, on December 8. According to the AFN, the bill infringes on treaty rights. Jagmeet Singh, federal leader of the NDP, also said during the 2022 AFN Assembly that the NDP will not support any amendment that in any way contravenes your treaty rights. Lakeland MP Shannon Stubbs also spoke out against the bill. The Liberals' ineffective billion-dollar gun confiscation bill goes hard on vetted, regulated, law-abiding firearms owners, hunters, farmers, and sports shooters, said Stubbs in a December statement. Further, it ignores illegally smuggled guns used by gangsters across Canada. "Conservatives will crack down on illegally smuggled guns and put law-abiding Canadians ahead of gangsters and repeat criminals," stated Stubbs. The amendment to the bill is being debated in Ottawa by members of Parliament.